back up the car? We're moving to Thunder Bay. Now, it's a phrase you might be hearing more often if you believe the research. A new study from the Northern Policy Institute suggests that Thunder Bay homeowners have a major leg up on the rest of the province. Now, Anthony Noga is a research analyst at NPI, the author of Affordable Living, T-Bay versus T-Dot. He joins us on the line this morning. Anthony Noga, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good, thanks. So break this down for me. How does the cost of living, housing in Thunder Bay really stack up with Toronto?
Yeah, so the article you're referring to is one we did for the Walleye a little while ago, looking at basically comparing the shelter costs for median homeowners in Thunder Bay to Toronto and the province. And shelter costs is an interesting sort of indicator because it doesn't only look at your mortgage or your rent or your condo fees, but it also looks at the utilities or the services or the property taxes you pay. So it's a pretty good sense of basically how much people are actually spending just to live in their home. And that's important because Statistics Canada also says Canadians spend more on their home than anything else. And when we look at Thunder Bay compared to Toronto specifically or the province, Thunder Bay people are spending significantly less, to the tune of the median homeowner in Thunder Bay spent $423 less per month on all their shelter costs than the provincial counterpart, and $620 less per month than the median homeowner in Toronto.
That's so significant.
Yeah, if you scale that out over the full year, it's something like $5,000 to $7,500 compared to Toronto in the census year of 2016.
Mm. So the houses are more affordable, but what about our salaries? Are we making less money?
Yeah, that's the thing that really jumped out to me when I was doing this commentary on cost of living. So growing up in Thunder Bay, I always knew that I could only make more money if I left. It was just something that everyone told me, and that's just the fact that I grew up with. So when I went to dig into these stats, because, you know, it doesn't matter if you're spending a lot less, if you're making a lot less. And then it turns out that if we look for the median after-tax income of individuals, Thunder Bay is about 5% higher than the median in the province and about 16% higher than in Toronto. So in Thunder Bay, it's $32,400 for individuals. In the province of Ontario, it's about $30,600. And in Toronto, the really surprising thing was $27,900. And it was just, like I've mentioned, it's so ingrained in me that you make more in southern Ontario and less in north that I had to keep going back and checking because I was sure I got something wrong that I was comparing before tax to after tax or I got them flipped or something. But it still holds up every time I keep going back and checking. So
So this is really encouraging news now. So obviously then we can pay off our mortgages a little faster.
Yeah, if that's where you want to spend your money, if you want to put it towards a vacation or tuition or whatever you want, it seems like people in Thunder Bay are definitely going to have more money to put towards whatever is important to them.
So how did you go about getting all the information? Because it sounds as if you had to go to a couple of different sources.
Actually, no. I've heard that from a few people, and it's one of the big surprises to me. I kind of feel guilty because this was maybe 15 minutes on Statistics Canada's census profile, and most of that was just brainstorming with our senior data analyst about which ones we should use and how we should portray it. I could replicate this for another community in probably 30 seconds to a minute if I wanted, just going online, and it's available to everyone. You can go find your community or whatever you want just on your census profiles and compare this data and other data.
Now, I know this is just a small study then, but are you going more in depth in the next one?
Yeah, so this was just a snippet of a larger commentary that can be called a Tale of Ten Cities, which is a cost of living comparison between the big five in Northern Ontario, the big five cities of Thunder Bay, Sault Ste. Marie, Greater Sudbury, North Bay, and Timmins. And I'm comparing to Southern Ontario cities, Toronto, Ottawa, Niagara Falls, Barrie, and London. So this is a snippet that just looks at shelter costs, but the larger commentary is also looking at, you know, food costs and transportation costs. So what does the difference in the price of gas actually mean to the pocketbook of Northerners because we're spending, you know, 20 cents a liter more or whatever it is on average over the year? How much does that actually impact the money we take home?
Yeah.
And we go even more in depth into stuff like recreation costs, the cost of sports leagues and tuition and such. So just trying to get a sense of how much it actually costs to live in the northern cities versus some southern cities with similar amenities.
So why does the Northern Policy Institute want to do this? What are they going to do with this information, do you think?
The first thing is basically bring some sort of numbers and some data to a conversation that's generally light on them, but sort of a lot of people might say, like, oh, yeah, housing is less expensive in the North, so you can save a lot of money, but you don't really get numbers. Or people might say that gas and food are expensive in the North, but again, they don't really get numbers. So we're trying to actually get a sense of what sort of things is Northern Ontario affordable in and doing well, and stuff that we can market. So, like, we can go and say, you know, the median homeowner saved $7,400 compared to Toronto. And at the same time, find the things that we're not doing so well and that we can adjust or work towards improving. So, like I said, food costs and gasoline costs and some other things that we can maybe look at improving so that we bring that cost of living down for our friends and our family and our neighbors.
Anthony Noga, thank you so much for telling us about this morning. It's fascinating.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Anthony Noga is a research analyst at the Northern Policy Institute, an independent think tank, which is located here in Thunder Bay.